Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Matthew Hussey on the show.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. I saw him walk down the hall. At least you get him in here. Oh, there
he's
he is.
Right there.
Hi, Matthew.
That was a fast walk down the hall.
Welcome back to the show.
It's so nice to be back again. It's been literally years.
It really has. I mean, the pandemic kind of effed everything up, didn't it?
It really did. It really did.
Did you ever get COVID?
Twice, I think.
Do you want it again?
Oh, God.
No, good. The first time was fine. The second time was bad. So,
you know, yeah. I coughed so hard, I broke a rib. I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's true. It's a real thing. Wow. I'm so glad you're here. We can talk about disease.
Yeah, let's get into that again.
Congratulations. I hear that you are getting married.
I am in October. Yay. Yeah.
Does she know this?
She knows. Okay. She knows. As of January last year, I think I proposed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been kind of a trippy experience for me.
I bet it would be. Here's my question. I'm sure a lot of people are thinking this. We've always had you on our show as a person who helps us maneuver through and around relationships. But when you're, who helps you? Because relationships, they're not easy for anyone. Relationships are a lot of work. Are you actually learning more material for your speeches? I mean, by being in a real life with a wonderful person?
I feel like the stuff I've been talking about for a long time has been like a really great pair of shoes that were too big for me for a long time. And they, you know, they were still a great pair of shoes. Everything I said was true and I believed in it wholeheartedly, but I'm still a person who's going through phases of life. And so I think that I've grown into a lot of the things that I've been saying for a long time.
Do you now that you're finally in a great relationship with someone who's really wonderful, do you rethink some things that you thought were true earlier? And now you're like, God, that was a bunch of BS. What was I trying to?
Oh, that's a good question.
You're learning through being in a real relationship.
That's a good question. You know, I think one of the big things that I continue to learn in every area of my life is that if you live for the spikes in life, you're in trouble. You know, if you're always waiting for the next rush of some kind, mm-hmm. and if you're living for that, whether it's with food or alcohol or
porn, say it for a friend.
Relationships, you know, fun, kind of exciting, wild, like that, those encounters, like it's, you're living for this, like you're living to be at a level 11, but then we all know you drop down to like a 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of are waiting for that next fix. And I think that's true of everything in life. And I've, for me, what's beautiful about the relationship I'm in, it's a passionate relationship. It's exciting, but it's not about the spikes anymore. It's about a level of peace that I'm so grateful for in my life, because I've been in relationships where I didn't have peace, where I was anxious all the time, where I was miserable but saying I was happy. Oh. And I just was, it was hell.
Now, does she ever say to you, yeah, this is a bunch of bollocks, Matthew. We did not believe anything's coming out of your mouth. Bollocks. Forget it. Yeah. Like, does she, you know.
Does she ever say that when I'm giving advice?
Yes.
No, sure. I'll go ahead and say yes for that. Yeah. I love that we can talk about her as if she's not here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, but wait a minute. Getting back to the spike thing. This is a conversation we had on our show several weeks ago.
Yes.
And, you know, science is telling us more and more and more that as we reach for these levels of pleasure, we're really kind of screwing ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, we're killing our dopamine because everything is so instant and we can get gratified immediately, whether it's likes online or watching a TV show from start to finish that you love. We've really started to fry these dopamine receptors, and that applies to everything in your life, including a relationship.
It's so, so true. And I look at the areas of my life where that's true these days, and I try to, like, I delete Instagram when I'm not using it. I this is.
Oh yeah, you dropped all of us.
Oh, here we go again.
We nearly go through 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But no, you're right. Because for you, Instagram is like it's like instant, you know, scrolling and seeing things like food porn and, you know, whatever you know. I'm sure you followed some nasty accounts.
I just realized I never came away from Instagram feeling better. I always came away feeling worse.
You know what? That's interesting. See, I only look at puppies and Italian food and guys with their shirts off.
And squirrels. Don't forget the squirrels.
That's it.
Even the stuff like that, that's just, I find myself looking at and going, well, this is all innocent. It just is like this. I've realized I've been hijacked, and an hour later, I'm like, what am I doing? Where am I right now?
Mm-hmm. True.
And at that point, I just realized, I have no control over this. And so I delete it. And every time I need to post something, I re-upload it, post, and then delete it again.
Wow.
Yeah. You have a little game in your head.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't trust myself with it.
Congratulations. You look happier than I've ever seen you. Just saying.
Thank you. I really feel that.
I can tell. Let's make out.
Now's the time.
While she's in the room.
What's really great for me is...
She is?
Audrey has no context for you.
Oh, her name is Audrey? Audrey. I was trying to, like...
No. You can... She was terrified that you were going to bring her on, and you still might. I mean,
I would never do that.
But she has no context for you whatsoever, other than me saying how much I love you. So it's really fun to watch her facial expressions as she realizes in real time who you are.
Well, I'm so honored that you trusted us to bring beautiful Aubrey into
our... I'm very surprised by it.
The only place I would trust...
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that you would have the audacity to expose her to something so awful as us. Hey, by the way, Matthew, I know people love to talk to you and ask you questions about what they're going through in life and maybe see what your take is. Feel free to call 800-242-0100. And by the way, a free 90-minute live training called Dating with Results on February 15th for people who want to find love in 2023 but are sick and tired of dating. Dating is a whole new world now, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to register for free, go to datingwithresults.com. I'll give you that address again in a little while. Now, why a 90-minute live training session called Dating with Results? Why? What are you seeing out there that requires you to do this?
I'm seeing, and I've seen this for years, but it hasn't gotten any better, is people who really want one thing. They really want a relationship. They want to be intentional about their love life. They want to meet someone amazing and build with that person. And then they do the exact opposite things
like what?
That will get them that. I mean, look, let me give you an example. You joked about Audrey kind of saying, laughing at the advice. The truth is, she doesn't laugh at the advice, but she contributes to it with the things that she has done in the time that we've known each other. And one of the reasons that me and Audrey ended up together is because she didn't do those things. For example, early in our relationship, I was kind of the mess, not her. I was the one who We met in London. I flew back to LA. We'd had this amazing thing for a few weeks. We then met in New York, and that was wonderful for a few days. I then went back to LA, and I did the classic thing of I wasn't being intentional about it. I wasn't trying to take it somewhere and make it work as a relationship. I was like, I don't want to do the long distance thing. But I didn't stop reaching out to her. I would kind of casual. I would reach out every few days, increasingly with longer periods of time in between those texts, and say something inane like, I miss you, or thinking of you.
Oh, you were breadcrumbing her.
Yeah. Yeah. And wow. She then sent me a message mm-hmm. in response that said, I think I said I miss you one of these times. And she said, I don't really know what to say when you send me a message like that. To be honest with you, it hasn't felt like we've been close for a while now. And rightly or wrongly, messages like this just come across like a bid for attention.
Yes. Whoa, I love you for that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Fabulous.
And
well, no, hold on a second. Yeah. What happened here? You were supposed to be in here giving us advice. I feel like we should hug you. I feel like we should get you drunk or stoned or do some blow or something.
Oh my god!
Something to lift you up, ecstasy. Wow. I feel like we should go dancing. We should like lift up your spirit.
No, it was beautiful because it really put an end immediately to a pattern that could have persisted, and often between people does persist for a long time.
So you know what you can now say with license is, hey, I see you are going through this. I was just going through the same thing, and here's what got me out of it.
Yeah.
I think this adds to your credibility because you're a real person talking about it here.
Yeah, well, I'm not...
You haven't helped anyone else except for yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I think people have... There are some truly bad people, and there are people that just seem to have it all worked out and do the right things all the time. And then there's this huge swath of people in the middle.
Is that where we all are?
That's certainly where I was. Where you're a sort of swing voter as far as, you know, good and bad is concerned. And I think you come across people who force you to raise your standard by the standards they have for themselves.
That's it. That's it. I am who I am because of who I am with you. And what a beautiful thing to say about someone. Why? What's that look? You just side-eyed Gandhi.
No.
Why are you guys side-eyeing each other?
So this is a question I think for a lot of people who are dating. Where is the line between being very honest and true and intentional with how you feel versus being a little thirsty and coming off as desperate by saying, and I'm not saying this about you, but I miss you too soon. Even if you mean it, you know, how do you walk that line anymore?
It's a dance. It's a game, right?
Seems like it.
I think you have to be honest with yourself first, because we all feel things in early dating that are very intense, but it doesn't make it a good idea to say those things because you don't even know if they're real yet. Mm. Like we're all prone to that. I think, you know, this term love bombing that's big in dating now, this idea that someone comes along, they lavish you with praise and attention and all these big grand gestures, and it makes you fall in love with them really fast because they're coming on so strong. And it feels good that they're coming on that strong, but it's also, there's something a little suspect about it, and you have to be careful. And the reason you have to be careful is love bombing, either on the extreme end of the spectrum, suggests a kind of narcissism, but even on the benign end, it's someone with really poor impulse control.
Yes.
And
addictive personality.
I feel so seen.
I'm so triggered because that's me. Yeah. Well, no, but you know what? Can we all just, because we're living in a world full of static and fright and whatever, sometimes we jump the gun. We go too fast. We say things just to try to like reel them in.
Well, that's exactly right.
And that's the problem.
We're so busy trying to get something that we don't think about what the consequences of that are. And we also forget that we don't know this person. You just had the most magical first date in the world, and you think so much of this person, and this could be it. And you've literally spent 2 hours with someone. You have no idea who they are. You don't know who they are when someone in your family gets sick. You don't know who they are when you show something that you're shameful about, that you think someone's going to reject you for. You don't know. Like, you just don't know. Character can only be measured as the average of someone's actions over time. It cannot be gleaned from a couple of hours with someone.
Beautifully said.
Can I ask what you wrote back to that text message to her, after she said that?
I saw, no, I don't, I can't say that there was anything I said that was as poetic and wonderful as what she said. I think I sort of sauntered off and went.
Did you actually think about it though? Yeah. Did you give it thought?
Oh, it didn't make me suddenly go, I must have a relationship with you right now. What it made me do is realize, oh, I can't do this with this person. And so I stopped that nonsense. Like I was immediately good. Just stopped in my tracks.
Good.
And I realized if I go back to this person, it has to be with some intent because this will not be tolerated here, exactly what you want.
As we take a break, and we must, and we'll be back with your questions. And we also have a live issue going on in Jacksonville, Florida. We have to get to in a second. I know that the story you just told is resonating with someone right now. And they're going, let me rethink how I'm communicating with this person. I owe it to them, but you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to have solid intention and being aware of where you're going with this crazy conversation you're having. Not only with them, but in your own head, right?
And not exactly that. And not appropriating their excuse. I see this a lot. I you know when you hear someone... You see two people who are dating and it could go either way around, but he may say to her, you know, I'm just in a stage of my life where I'm just having fun, just right. Seeing where it's going. And then when her friends ask her, how's it going with this guy that you're really excited about that you're seeing? She goes, you know, we're just having fun and seeing where it's going and just seeing. And it's like, oh, he's ventriloquizing her right now. Like right. This is not her. She wouldn't say something like this normally, but she's appropriated his excuse because it's easier than feeling rejected that someone doesn't want the same things as you want.
Right.
Meanwhile, she's got a Pinterest board of their wedding at home already.
She already bought the dress. Yeah.
By the way, the word of the day is ventriloquizing. I've got to take a break. Calls on the way. More with Matthew. And you, if you want to call 800-242-0100. Text, if you wish, at 55100.
By the way, the whole show really is on a slippery slope to hell.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Wendy's home-style French toast sticks are so good, some are saying they're better than your own mom's French toast. Perfectly crispy on the outside, perfectly fluffy on the inside, perfectly perfect in every way. Try Wendy's home-style French toast sticks today and see if they're better than your mom's. A lot of people know HelloFresh for their delicious recipes, farm-fresh ingredients, and, of course, convenient doorstep delivery. But now you can get to know their sweeter side with free dessert for life. From raspberry cheesecake to decadent lava cake, you can look forward to a free treat in every box. You'll also get your pick of over 45 delicious menu options every week. From smart fit and wholesome selections to family-friendly choices the kids will actually eat. Or for your busy weeknight, check out their new Ready in 20 recipes and choose from satisfying options ready in just 20 minutes or less. Plus, you can always shop HelloFresh Market and add sides and quick breakfasts, snacks, appetizers, and even more dessert to your order. Join HelloFresh today and make mealtimes easier, tastier, and sweeter than ever. Sign up now. Unlock your free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/Elvis. That's one free dessert item in every box with an active subscription at HelloFresh.com/Elvis.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
So, you're not really a morning person? Well, you're about to become one overnight because Wendy's is bringing you a more oh-so-sweet reason to get out of bed. Introducing Wendy's all-new Cinnabon Pull-Apart to the breakfast lineup. That's right, Cinnabon Pull-Apart is at Wendy's. This indulgent collaboration is sure to make your mornings just a little sweeter, and who doesn't need that? Wendy's Cinnabon Pull-Apart is the new go-to breakfast treat that's sure to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. It's got all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like that sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a nice big dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. All the best parts right there. Not only that, their Cinnabon Pull-Apart is as easy to eat as it is to love. Sticky fingers are now optional. Pair it with a hot coffee or a chocolate frosty cream cold brew for that perfect morning snack. Make sure you go into Wendy's, satisfy that sweet treat craving to start your morning off right. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Try it today.
Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Cinnabon and the Cinnabon logo are registered trademarks of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
Toenina, that's water is life in Diné Bazad, the Navajo language. We're sharing this Navajo phrase on behalf of St. Bonaventure Indian Mission and School and the thousands of poor Navajo families. They do what they can to survive the spring and summer months with as little as 7 gallons of water a day. By comparison, most other American families use more than 300 gallons per day. That's a big difference. So visit their website. Make your donation today, stbonaventuremission.org. The families served by the St. Bonaventure Water Delivery Program are among the nearly 33% of all households on the Navajo Nation with absolutely no running water. These are among the poorest families anywhere in the United States. Please be generous. Donate today, stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will be well received. Water is life. Make your donation for life-saving water today at stbonaventuremission.org.
Radio show.
Best morning show ever.
You are the best radio show.
You guys are the best show.
I am the best. I am the best on the radio ever.
They say I walk like a king. Talk like a king. You can act around now, say the same thing. They chasing the fame, they all want the name.
Elvis Duran.
But they ain't got what's running through these veins. Make way for the king.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Here with Matthew Hussey, Olivia, you've been in a relationship for 7 months, and you ask us this question. Is it too early to tell my boyfriend that I love him?
Oh.
That's a hard one to answer because we don't know what you guys have been through, Olivia. How are you, by the way? You feeling good?
Hi. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm going to pass out. I have to pull over on the side of the road.
Oh, please. Please. No. You drive 80 miles an hour and pass out. That's what I do. Hey, say hi to Matthew and say hi to Olivia. Hello.
Hi, Olivia.
Hi there. Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm excited to talk to you.
So I've been dating my boyfriend for about 7 months now. He's like super slow with the whole process. It took him like a while for him to be like, okay, you're my girlfriend, which is like really silly. But I guess it's kind of what you were talking about before. Where's that line where you kind of like scare them off a little bit? When is it too early to tell somebody that you love them?
I think you almost have to start with what you want, Olivia. Like what stage of your life are you in? What are you looking for right now? What do you want to build?
I mean, a relationship where I have a partner and, you know, we're living together and taking all those next steps. I'm not looking for something casual, which he knows.
And can I ask, how old are you?
28.
So you want to start building something with someone. That's an important thing for you to recognize straight away, because there's therefore a culture that you want to create. And most of us go into our lives, if we're not careful, if we haven't decided the culture we want for our lives, we just end up becoming part of the culture of whatever it is we come into contact with. And Mitch Albom said, so many people don't like the dating culture out there right now. There's a wonderful Mitch Albom line, which is, if you don't like the culture, you have to be brave enough to create your own. And so it's almost like you're worried about the culture that he's bringing to the relationship, which is one of, I don't want to say we're in a relationship. I'm not someone who jumps into saying I love you. And you're not worried enough about your own culture, which is, I'm actually looking to build something here. So I think you can say to this person, look, I'm having an amazing time with you. I love that we're in a relationship. I want to feel like we moving forward and there's a progression here. It doesn't have to be all at once, but I want to feel like there's a progression. And I'm the kind of person that if I feel strongly, I want to say it. And there's, you know, I want to tell you I love you, but I'm also feeling resistance from you on your side. Are you in a position where you feel comfortable saying that?
That is a very good point.
But what's stopping you from saying that, Olivia? That's what I'm curious about.
I guess just scaring him away and having him pull back because I'm coming on too strong.
That right there, that's the issue. That fear, 7 months in, which is not a short amount of time. I'm not saying you have to be getting married right now, but it's not a short amount of time to know that you really feel that way about each other. So at that point, you have to be more worried about what your North Star is than scaring off the wrong person. Because the wrong person, by definition, is someone who doesn't have the same vision as you. Do you understand that? Someone can't have a different vision from you and be the right person. We have this misconception in life that if I really like someone, they're the right person. That's not true. You have to, someone who's right is someone who actually shares your vision for what they want. They can't, it's why whenever someone says, someone dumped me, someone broke my heart, but they're the love of my life. They're not. You may feel you're in love with them, but you can't be in love at someone. And if they've decided they don't want you, then they're not the love of your life. They just feel like that. Absolutely. You can be disappointed they weren't the one, but you can't grieve as if they were the one. Does that make sense, Olivia? You've got to be less worried about scaring this person off and more worried about what you actually want. What's the culture I want? I want to relate. I'm Olivia and I want a relationship where I can actually express myself. I want a relationship where I can actually say things that I say I love you because I'm an affectionate person, because that's what I like. I want a relationship where I can walk down the street holding hands with you because I'm a tactile person. I'm not going to continue to try to please someone all the time and pander to their culture if their culture makes them incompatible with me.
Preach.
Yes.
Yeah. Louder for the people in the back.
And I think it's important too, you know, you always say, not you, but in general, people say, don't get into a relationship with the intention to change somebody. And also don't change yourself too much to try and cater to a person who doesn't like you for who you are.
Olivia, exactly. You know, you call it wondering how to deal with this guy. Now it's all about how you deal with you. Is that exactly what you think you should have heard? I'll be honest, there's a lot of people, including myself, we should all be listening to this advice. Yeah. It's very good advice. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think all of that is completely true. But I think the problem is that I know that he feels the same way. I can feel it. He just doesn't say it because he doesn't express his feelings verbally the way that I do. So it's not even so much that I'm trying to change him, because I know that we're on the same page and I feel that we're on the same page. I guess it's like, I don't want to say it first. Does that make sense?
How long are you going to be okay with that?
I don't know. That's
is there a timer? Can you look on the calendar and tell me what date later this year are you going to say, well, no. You know, I don't know. I think that the advice that in the conversation you just had with Matthew or from him is actually very, it's really great advice. And we want all the great things for you, Olivia. Now you have to get off the phone and go figure it out for yourself. This is when the scary part starts right now.
You
ready?
Say it.
You can do it. You deserve it. Always remember that. Okay.
Thank you so much. I think I'm just going to say it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Olivia. There you go. Good for you. Aww. By the way, and something I noticed about Matthew, you don't bite your nails anymore.
Why did you have to throw in any more?
I didn't even know you used to bite your nails.
It's really impressive.
Yeah, you used to bite your nails, but now they're nice and manicured.
Maybe it's because I'm happier.
Maybe.
The anxiety is left.
You figured out there's really not a lot of nutritional value in fingernails. Hey, Froggy, where's Lisa? Yeah. Where's Lisa?
I think she's at the appointment that caused said disagreement.
Okay, what do you mean? Okay, what happened? What do you see? I don't think Matthew should be helping a relationship when only one of you is here.
Definitely not.
No, you know what? Because actually, I'm asking for help in this case. I'm not blaming Lisa.
Okay, go.
So what happened is yesterday Lisa told me she had a busy day today, and she did go down a list of things she had to do, and one of them was go to the doctor this morning. That's all I heard was she was going to the doctor this morning. So when she woke up, I just said, hey, I know you have a lot going on today. I know you got to go to the doctor. You got this, you got that. And she goes, what am I going to the doctor for? And I didn't know. I had no idea. She did tell me, but I don't know. And so she's like, it bothers me when I tell you all the things I have to do that you only take bits and pieces. And she's very right. I do. I took doctor, Zoom call, and she had to take one of our dogs somewhere. I'm not listening for the details. How can I change that to where I hear more of what she's saying and process it, not just take the bits and pieces?
Such a good question. And it's funny because I'm literally looking at Audrey, who's giving me a look right now as if to say, right. That's exactly you.
It is.
It's a lot of us.
It's for sure. I think the things it brings to mind for me are, when is she saying all of these things to you? Because I think when someone says those things to us and we're kind of in the middle of something, we're not tuned into it. We're then multitasking and we're not hearing everything that they're saying. So we're not intentional about listening, and they've kind of chosen a random moment to dump all of this information on us. And then it's frustration that it's almost the message is, if you love me more, you would hear everything that I'm saying. But I think a big part of it is almost like a strategy thing. It's, how can firstly, how can I show you that my not hearing everything you said has nothing to do with how much I love you?
Right.
We are different in that respect. Like, we are, you're detail oriented in this way, and I'm not. This is like, there's a lot of information there, and my brain captures the important parts or what it thinks is important and doesn't remember the rest. So I think decoupling the not hearing everything from being about love is important. But I think then on the other side, it's what I try to do, and I'm not, this is not me preaching because I'm no expert here and Audrey will tell you that. But what I try to do is say to Audrey, like, if I'm in the middle of an email or something and you start telling me things, I'm absolutely not going to hear what you have to say.
Then you don't love Audrey.
Well, well, well.
Hateful, hateful.
But what I'll say is, I'll almost be more intentional about it and be like, okay, I'm going to stop what I'm doing right now and listen to everything. But I'll also communicate to her, you know, if I'm in the middle of something, I need to be able to just focus on this, and then I'll sit and give you my full attention. So I try and just demarcate these things a little more.
What I got out of that, I wasn't listening. No, what I got out of that was truly, like, at its foundation, at its core, it's, you know, I love you, but I don't always hear everything you say. I'm not saying it's not important. It is important. Now, what is it you want me to know? And start over. I think you're good.
Okay.
She puts up with a lot with you.
Yeah.
No.
As you do with her.
Audrey.
No. Yes. You're all putting up with a lot. What'd you say? Line 921. Where is this right here? Hello, Tracy.
Hi. Hello, lady.
Well, hello, lady. Last time Matthew was here, he gave advice on ending a relationship. And you did. Correct. You said this is some of the best advice you ever received from Matthew Hussey. Is this true?
Absolutely, yes. It was definitely before.
Before pandemic is what you said?
Talking about, hello?
Yeah, your phone is messed up. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, hello? I didn't want that to happen, sorry.
You're okay.
So it was before the pandemic, and the caller called in, and they were just pretty much ignoring the red flags the whole time. And then just the way that Matthew described it, it was just another way where I was ignoring the red flags in my relationship. And legit, that night, I broke it up with my boyfriend, and it was the best advice. Yeah, there were sad moments, but it was great. I don't know.
Look,
I don't know
that.
How to explain it. But it was
Matthew Hussey breaking up relationships.
Yeah, congratulations.
Look at you. Breaking up relationships.
I'm as happy when that happens as I am when someone finds love as a result of what I do. Because it can be genuinely life-saving when someone leaves the wrong relationship. You got your time back, and that's the thing you can never get back. So, Tracy, what was the red flag that you could have ignored but at that point stopped ignoring?
Well, we were both, I could tell he was unhappy, and that was making me sad and unhappy, but I don't know, I just didn't want to, like, lose that connection, so that's where I just kept ignoring that he wasn't truly happy, and then finally I was like, you know what, you want to leave Wisconsin, sorry, it's a fun state, but it's not fun for some people, and I was like, you can leave if this is really what you want, and he thought about it and was like, you know what, I'm moving, I just don't want to live here anymore, and that's where we ended the relationship, and that's how it ended. Wow. And we were together for 5 years. So
what a great moment that was for you and for him. And let's be honest. Good for you, Tracy. So where are you now?
Thank you.
I mean, in Wisconsin, still, of course. But other than that, where are you as far as relationships go? Or does it matter?
I am in a new relationship. We've been together for a little over 2 years. And it's a long-distance relationship where he's over the border, but I'm still in Wisconsin, and we see each other in person one or two times a week, depending on our kids' schedule. But otherwise, we talk every day on FaceTime. We make it work, and we're both actually really happy.
Good for you. By the way, Wisconsin just called, and their new state motto is, Wisconsin, fun for some people. Thank
not
you, Tracy.
Everyone.
Tracy, it's an honor to speak with you, and thank you. Thank you for doing the reach around with Matthew.
Since I have you on the phone, I'll be in New York in April. Any fun restaurants to go to?
No.
I'm trying to, like, I booked Carmine's or no.
Yeah, there's nothing
Carmine's,
fun.
Of course, Carmine's.
New York, our city motto, New York, where there are really no fun restaurants.
Really.
Carmine's is great. Go to Carmine's. Promise me you will. Okay?
Okay. Thank
All right,
you so
Tracy,
much.
It's an honor to talk to you. There you go. By the way, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. What an appropriate day for Matthew to do this live training called Dating with Results.
finding love in 2023, the day after Valentine's Day.
People will be crying at you, Matthew.
But it's free.
That is true.
It's complimentary. The word free is cheap and tawdry. If you go to datingwithresults.com, that's datingwithresults.com, sign it up, and you can get 90 minutes of this big hunk of man right here, Matthew Hussey. One more call, and then on with our lives. Hello, Jen.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome to the show. You're in the hot seat. Only 10 and a half million people listening, so let's get to it. I don't know why I said that. Jen's currently in a relationship. However, early on in the relationship, your partner was deceitful, disrespectful, and inappropriate, and he was quite a turd. But you went to counseling, but things don't seem to be improving. This is how many years in?
We're about 2.5 years in, so it's been quite a long time.
You don't trust him?
I don't know. I'm going to say genuinely, no.
We don't need Matthew for this.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you. Get out of there.
Well, I know, but something's keeping you in, and that's what you need to kind of uncover. What do you think, Matthew?
Well, Jen, if you're honest with yourself, objectively, have the things that bothered you at that time, the traits that you saw in him that you didn't like, that were disrespectful, deceitful, has that genuinely changed? Or was there just a kind of, he was well-behaved for a bit and now you're starting to see some of those things reemerging? Has there been a permanent change in the relationship?
Yes, it'll be good for a while and then it won't.
That's a problem. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because after you've been betrayed, the thing that has to change is the traits and you have to really believe that someone has had a shift in the way that they think and behave in the relationship. And that has to be something that is a permanent one. If you see it oscillating and you're like, well, he keeps going back to the same traits, then he's only changed to get his needs met. He hasn't changed because he genuinely believes in the changes he's making. You can't, if he's just changing that stuff to please you instead of realizing, oh, I don't like the person I was then, and I'm genuinely going to do the work to change those things, whether it's with a therapist, a coach, or by myself, I'm going to do that work, which, by the way, is really, really hard work to do. Change is so, there's a great quote by Jacob M. Broad that's, consider how hard it is to change yourself, and you'll realize how foolish it is to think you can change somebody else. Everyone woke up on January 1st. I would say 90% of people woke up thinking, I want to change something about my body. I want to go to a gym or train or do something. And those are people who are really motivated to do it. What percentage of those 90% are still doing it now in February? Mm. Very few. And those are people who want to change. So when you now take a guy who's deceitful or inappropriate, if he hasn't fundamentally decided he wants to change, then he's never going to change. It won't be because you want him to. If he changes periodically, it's because he's not getting his needs met in the moments where you don't trust him. And he knows by temporarily making you trust him again, he's getting his needs met again. And then when you quiet down, so that the changes he made revert back to his default.
So this is no longer about him. This is about Jen.
Yeah.
This is about you now.
Once her guard's not up anymore, he reverts
right
back to his
right
old ways.
Does right that bother you to hear that? In my opinion, anyway, and I'm by no means am I a professional, it's all about you now. Do you realize that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes a lot of sense because I think I was really trying. You know, I tried for a while. And like I said, we did go to therapy and the therapist actually terminated the sessions herself because she said, this is not going anywhere.
So even
that spoke volumes. But no, I appreciate you, you know, walking me through that. And it's good to hear it from someone else's perspective.
Yeah, I think you already know the answer. And when someone you're paying to help you stops wanting your money, that's a fairly sure sign that they have decided there's something really wrong about that situation.
Hey, you know what I want you to think about as we roll on is I want you to like look yourself in the mirror and start smiling and thinking about that moment that you're going to be totally free from this. And you're free to fly anywhere you want, hang out with anyone you want, make any decisions you want to make. You don't have to worry about someone else. It's all about you. And then when you can get to that place, then you're free to go find remarkable love.
That's so true. And Jen, that the feeling I want you to remember, if and when this ends, I want you to connect to the peace you're going to feel, because you're going to feel heartbroken on some level and you're going to grieve the relationship. But what you will have in your life that you'll initially you won't connect with because you'll be too much in pain is that actually what you've got now is a real state of peace, because you're no longer waking up every day with that anxiety or that fear that the other shoe is about to drop. And when you connect to how good that peace feels, that's a beautiful place to be.
Jen, thanks for your call. Best of luck to you, and thanks for listening to us.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. Thanks for taking out time out of your day to take my call.
Thank you. No, thank you for calling. God, I wish I had that. I'm going to go home and divorce Alex. No. I'm excited about that moment. I'm free. You've talked me into leaving my marriage. Oh, you're boy. The best.
Oh, boy.
I just hope I haven't talked Audrey into leaving ours.
Right. I'm sure once Audrey met her, she's pretty much done with you. Hey, it's so great to see you again. I'll leave it at that. A free 90-minute live training with dating. It's called Dating with Results. It's February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. Finding love is a very, very interesting challenge. If you're sick and tired of dating, maybe you need a perspective from someone like our friend Matthew Hussey. You can register now for free at datingwithresults.com. It's so good to see you, my friend.
Thank you for having me. It's genuinely beautiful to see all of you.
There you go.
Aw.
I think I may go in the back and play with myself.
Solid way to
wrap Audrey's face
up.
Is in her hands right now.
Matthew Hussey, just do a search. You'll learn much more about him. We got to take the break. We're back after this.
Hey, it's Nicki Minaj.
What's up? It's the Kid Laroi.
This is Rihanna.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga. Ooh. You're listening to Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
With the weather getting nicer and longer days ahead, the last place you want to be stuck in is the grocery store checkout line. This spring, get HelloFresh and enjoy easy recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can savor farm fresh seasonal ingredients, wholesome recipes. You can whip them all up right at home, no shopping cart required. Plus, join today. You'll get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/Elvis. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription at HelloFresh.com/Elvis.
Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5%. Your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35 for 5% discount. Restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They've a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.